first, you know, what's your name, and then how did you get into the journalist type of business?
Yeah, I'm Salis Ahmed Kafunda. Journalism has been like a trademark in our family. So the passion grew from childhood because I had some access to do some children programs at the national broadcasters at NBC when I was a kid. And as I grew up, I joined some media clubs at during my high school days. Then I decided to get my diploma in journalism, and then that's how.
So you're currently in Zambia, right? So how is the freedom of press in Zambia?
Yes. In Zambia, it's quite good. We don't have that kind of restriction from the government. We are able to express ourselves, though there are some limits. The only thing that is hindering freedom of the press is the law of defamation, the right to privacy, and some other legislation, you know, where you can write a story, then somebody can deem it like it's an invasion of privacy. So we refrain from doing such kind of stories. And in terms of covering political players, there are some stories that can be of public interest, but some politicians can claim that it is defamation. Okay. So,
so journalists are pretty safe when it comes to reporting in Zambia for the most part.
Yes, they are. The only problem is that we have political cadres. These are they are kind of people who are co-supporters of a certain political party. They are the ones that are threatening journalists because we've been having some death threats, and it's a kind of thing where the government cannot intervene because like they are siding with the ruling party, which is the Patriotic Front for now.
What are like you guys have like the same social networks in Zambia like the US as far as like Instagram and Twitter and everything?
Yes, but the most common one is Facebook because a lot of people have access to that app. For Instagram, it's not in form of the dissemination of news, but most of the people just use it for photos and just for social activities. But we're having a number of online medias that are so dominant on Facebook, but on WhatsApp we are just a few. There's a group we call Bloggers of Zambia. We are the only ones who are taking it.
Okay.
The dissemination of news on
like
Twitter and Instagram
to like journalism and whatnot.
A larger following, because up to now I think very few people in Zambia understand how to use Twitter.
How do people in Zambia view the U.S. with like everything that's going on politically with us, with our, you know, the president we have and whatnot?
A majority just perceive the U.S. as they see it on the in the movies, and on its political activities, I think not a lot of people know about it. But of course, you know, the United States of America is leading. It's the leader of, you know what I mean? Like, it's on top of things. So people know the president, a few musicians, movie actors. Like recently, last Saturday, we were watching Avengers Endgame, and it had a larger followership. But in terms of news, really, not on that, unless on the entertainment side.
As far as like Africa as a whole, and you know how usually people have like a negative view of Africa because what's usually put out publicly is like whether it's like diseases or how poor it is. How do you think that people can go about improving like the narrative? How can journalists go about improving the narrative?
I think I like the way you guys do it in the United States of America. you are always on the positive side of your country. And I think what has contributed to people perceiving Africa like a disease-infested place is how the Western media sometimes portray it. Because when we are having any developmental activities, CNN cannot air that most of the time. And we are not doing our part as journalists, like to sell out our continent. Because one of the wonders of the world, the Victoria Falls, is in Zambia. But you discover that people from the U.S. are misled. They think it is in South Africa. So I think on our part, because I can't blame the U.S. for everything, we are not doing our part to sell out our country. Yeah. Because as we are right now, I know 3/4 of the things from the United States of America, according to what I see in movies, in literature, in the news. But for us to sell out our ideas, our tourism to the US, like we're not doing our best.
Okay.
So I blame that on ourselves.
Wait, so is Zambia pretty wealthy, the country? Not really.
Not really. It's a middle income, it's a developing country, because most of our most of our aids come from the United States of America under the US aid organization, the IMF, World Bank, and some Swedish NGOs. That's where most of our funding comes from in terms of health, education.
Okay.
And
so how do people receive their news in Zambia? By newspaper, television? What do people usually go to get their news?
Mostly it's via social media, which is Facebook. Because the traditional media is kind of dissolved with social media, because it's like social media news is instant. And if you look at a lot of traditional media, if you talk of newspapers, we receive news like the next morning. And for our television, our national broadcaster, the main news is around 7 p.m. in the evening.
Yeah.
So I think social media has taken over. That is why the government is also complaining of misinformation, because a lot of people have resorted to be listening to social media news, unlike the national broadcaster, which is always broadcasting the ruling party. And then people are not happy with that
so
anymore.
So what are some popular sports in Zambia?
It's football.
So
football is the most dominant one.
Okay.
Yeah, soccer, yes.
Yeah.
Not the kind of soccer you have that side.
Okay.
I know that kind, football.
Okay, so like, who do you work for now out there?
I work for Zambloggers. It's an online kind of NGO where we are advocating for free space on the internet, because we suspect the government is trying to draft a bill that to shrink the space for online news people. Yeah, so we're trying to rehearse with the government so that they can repeal some of the articles in the proposed bill, which we have not seen, but we just suspect, because like they're using the same template with the other subject nations. But if that bill passes, I think there'll be a lot of restriction on the online media.
Yeah. So you kind of touched on it already. How can the media in Zambia be improved?
The principles of journalism is equality and balance in the way you disseminate your information. So I think the way the media can be improved in Zambia is to have lead to or no control of the government on the media. Because thing like the way you are in the United States, huh? Let's say the government owns CNN. If Trump is in power, you'll be just listening about Trump. Trump is that in power.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I think it started breaking up.
Okay. We can continue.
Yeah. So what are some of the languages that are spoken in Zambia?
We have the official language, which is English, the British English.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have other about 74 native languages, but we have 10 which are major. Should I mention them?
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I pretty much asked you, you know, everything I needed to know. So I appreciate you taking the time out to, you know, help me out to get this done. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.